Good evening. I'm Lisa Desjardins. John Yang is away. With just 2 days to spare before the U.S. would have run out of money to pay its bills, President Biden today signed the bipartisan deal to suspend the debt limit, officially avoiding a potential catastrophic default. In the first Oval Office address of his presidency last night, he pointed to Democratic priorities protected in the deal with House Republicans. But in Iowa today, Republican presidential hopefuls refused to give Mr. Biden the last word, like former governor and U.N. ambassador Nikki Haley, who vowed to make cutting the debt more of a priority.
When I am president, we will cut the spending. We will cut the debt. We will make sure that I will veto any spending bill that doesn't take us back to pre-COVID levels. No more debt, once and for all.
We will return to the effects of the debt deal and the 2024 race later in the broadcast. At the Israeli-Egyptian border, an unusual shootout last night with loss to both countries. Israeli officials say an Egyptian officer crossed the border overnight and shot and killed three Israeli troops before being killed himself. It's rare violence for that border area. Israel and Egypt have been at peace for over 40 years and have strong security ties. Egypt's military says the shooter was an Egyptian border guard officer who was chasing drug traffickers. More devastating news in eastern India, where the death toll in last night's train disaster has climbed to at least 280 people. Nearly 1,000 more were injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the crash site today and pledged to hold an investigation. It's the country's worst train crash in over two decades. Rescuers searched for survivors through the night, clearing mangled train cars away. The site is now a recovery operation, and the death toll is expected to rise. And last night, a federal judge struck down a Tennessee law that banned drag shows in public or in places where children could see them. The judge ruled that the law, the first one in the nation to directly target drag shows, was a violation of First Amendment rights. Another Tennessee law that bans transgender youth from receiving gender-affirming care is also being challenged in court. Still more to come on PBS News Weekend, the push to relax child labor laws across the country, and we hear from high school valedictorians on their hopes for the future.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.